K-State Nation, welcome back to another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is Eddie Greer. I almost accidentally said my other podcast, but we got it right the first time. The Purple Project Podcast out there, Manhattan, Kansas, Kansas State University. A new week is upon us here. Monday, July 14th, 2025. It's the first time this podcast. Again, thank you for tuning in to this episode here. And first off, before, again, we'll go over the CBS Sports put out their quarterback rankings in the Big 12. Get into that in just a minute. But I want to take a minute to thank everybody who has listened to the podcast here the last couple weeks and rambling. Seeing the numbers spike here as things are calm, still not calm period between seasons, but still, we're getting closer and closer, that much closer to the football season, K-State football, taking on Iowa State. I want to thank everybody who has listened to even just one episode. Thank you so much there, but if you're a K-State fan and big into K-State sports, this is the podcast for you. Make sure you go ahead and hit that subscribe button, like it, the alarm bell. Every time we update content daily, every single day, yep, including the weekend as well. Y'all be first to be notified about that as well. So I have seen the numbers take a huge rise over the last couple weeks. So thank you again. I want to take a time out there as well. But yeah, definitely go ahead. I would advise you to go ahead and subscribe now, because once we get closer to the end of this month and in August, things will pick back up. And of course, every episode will be uploaded in prime time this month. So definitely go make sure to check that out. And even half the time, we give you two episodes daily. So especially when it's in season. So definitely, this is the perfect podcast for you guys. So I just want to take the time out to do that here on this, as I'm recording this on this kind of this foggy, coolish, humanish. humidish of this podcast. So thank you again for that. Yeah. So just got done scanning over CBS Sports article yesterday. Here before popping on this podcast here, the quarterbacks, CBS Sports put out their quarterback rankings of the Big 12, and Avery Johnson falls in the top five, fourth quarterback in the Big 12. Of course, last year, Avery Johnson's coming off of his first full-time season as QB1. K-State, a highly prolific quarterback from Adam Mays, Wichita, Kansas there, and it's been well-documented on the show, and still going to be, because, again, look at you, like I've been telling y'all all summer long, we're getting that, I should have a countdown clicker somewhere in this room, but I do not, and I'm going to have to manually do it, because I should have the numbers, the countdown, the kickoff for Iowa State, right? But anyways, yeah, 25 touchdown passes a season ago. Had his moments, but again, if K-State, and I think that's it, looking at the three quarterbacks ahead of him, I haven't heard of Sawyer Robertson of Baylor, number two, and Sam Levitt, your preseason, the preseason number one Arizona State team, Sam Levitt, number one in his rankings as far as quarterback play goes. Arizona State, obviously, defending Big 12 champions off that run in the second half of the year last year, and that run including the throne in K-State in your own building. So that's that. Hey, yeah, K-State's going to go to the promised land. That is the Big 12 championship. And contend, Avery Johnson's got to be better. And yes, he said it. He's got quicker, faster, stronger. That's all well and good. I want to see it just translate on the football field. And y'all might be thinking, this guy's a hater. And I was like, I'm not a hater. I'm just saying, look, for what it is, I'm just saying from what I'm seeing from the top of the pit box. NASCAR wording there for y'all NASCAR fans out there. I'm just seeing what y'all seeing out there. He's got always got the tools to do it. Otherwise, we wouldn't be sitting here saying his praises coming in a class. He leads the obviously 2023 number one class ever at K-State, right? And I made an episode a couple days ago about this class, about the class. They have their fingerprints all over the season, right? They have a chance to do something huge, right? And I'm not going to sit here and compare rosters right now, because this team has not played a single down, not scored a single touchdown, not got a single fumble recovery yet. So we shouldn't be comparing teams until December into January, right, of next year, right? So, but Avery Johnson, it's right. I think that's right, because look who's ahead of him. Number three, the team that we're going to be playing in several weeks, Iowa State, Rocco Beck, Sawyer Robertson, Sam Levitt, you're number one. I keep saying that. You're... And then behind Avery Johnson here, CBS Sports has Josh Hoover of TCU. So that's your top five right there. I have no complaints about it. I have no complaints whatsoever. I need to see more this year with a team, K-State team, that is stacked yet again for the second straight year. And, of course, K-State preseason number two in the Big 12 for the second straight year. The Support Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here, the third, with you here on this Monday edition of the podcast. But, yeah, man, let me read what CBS Sports had on Avery Johnson here while they have him slated in the fourth spot. I'm not going to go past the fifth spot. But anyways, there, Avery Johnson, this is from CBS Sports, finished with a school record 25 touchdown passes, yet it didn't feel like he met the high expectations many set for him as a first-year starter. Johnson has his doubters. he might throw me in that mix. After multi-interception outings in three of K-State's four losses last fall, but his impact on the team is immeasurable. When he's on, the Wildcats are a conference frontrunner. They were in contention coming down the stretch last fall before a November swoon that Johnson hopes to avoid this time around. Nailed it. I have said it all summer long. Right there. They nailed this one. I probably didn't have to go into an explanation. Nailed it. I pointed out, you guys are getting sick of me probably until kickoff of Iowa State. But again, you got to avoid 7-1. You just can't give away chances. Because again, you just don't know from season to season, especially in the NIL era, Trinity Portal era, right? You're getting new guys every year, every single year, a crop of new guys at least, every single year. You haven't played together with these guys yet. And I can only take from his word, Avery's word anyways, the relationship he has with the receivers, I've heard, certain individuals that stand out, that we pinpointed, even on the recent edition of the Podbean app, which we're going to have to move that to tomorrow, because I got to record my EGD pod tonight. It nails it right there. An opportunity's there. You got to cash it in. And hopefully, if it comes to that point of the season where K-State will use in position, and then the bomb fell out. And yeah, inconsistencies, I've highlighted that there as well. So we'll see what happens here to year from Avery Johnson there. Again, hopefully, and we all at K-State, we all hope that Avery can make that next couple of jumps there to put this team in the right spot and not have that collapse like last year, especially. Even he said it on the 3-mod pod, you know, Houston, that was bad. even I said that was terrible loss to give that away. And you gotta, again, Big 12 from week to week, you just don't know what's gonna happen. And K-State is a perfect example of that, losing to a Houston team. Sorry ass Houston team. So again, Avery's one of the top five quarterbacks in this league. I agree wholeheartedly. I have to see more, and I might have been one of Avery's kind of tougher. I'm gonna say tougher critics. I'm not gonna say harsh or doubters, because that's I think this might be wrong on that front. But I'm just calling what it is. I'm not gonna sit here and be sugarcoating stuff like that, especially when you have a team, and once again going this year, that you have high expectations, and you have, again, K-State. You're, again, I am thankful for being part of an alum that has set out every single year a winning record. Eight wins or more. Last year's 9. Right. Keep leaving out the Rape Bowl comeback victory. But again, it just sticks with you that you had a chance to do more. And again, this team, which is going to be reporting to fall camp here in another week or so, they have a chance to do that. So just wanted to talk about the Big 12, the top 5. Well, kind of just lean in on the top 5 that CBS Sports put out there. Quarterback rankings of the Big 12 yesterday there, and Avery Johnson there solidly in the top 5, and definitely so, top 5 quarterbacks in the Big 12. And again, with the anticipation this year of this K-State team trying to be one of those top contenders, be right there for the thick on the road to all into the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get it where podcasts found, free and available daily. We have a chance to record K-State content, pie being out. Greer 3 Ace Podcast. Again, that's Greer 3 Ace Podcast. GRIR number 3 EDID apostrophe S Podcast. For more, myself and Alex Aiden. Originally, I had it scheduled for tonight, but I'm going to have to move it over either to the next day or Wednesday, because I get some record my EGV pod tonight following the SVG domination win at Sonoma. But yeah, Greer 3, that's Shane Van Gisbergen, for those that have not a clue who that is. But anyways, Alex Aiden over there, Podbean app, GRIER, number 3, EDID, apostrophe S podcast, and of course, password to a fellow K-State fan about this podcast. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.